it's one of the key things that came out when we were doing strategy consultation. Older people, and not just in the context of Donegal, but across Ireland, have said one of the huge barriers to participation, to access and services, is just lack of information. So one of the key things in Donegal was to produce this information booklet. So this is a very big step today. It's a big milestone for the Donegal programme.
Obviously, how people access that information and get their hands on these booklets is important.
You have your council offices, your municipal district offices, you have your post offices, you have libraries. They're the key places where older people have indicated that they'd like to pick it up. And of course, you can phone Donegal County Council and get one posted out to you, or whatever the case may be.
The wider age-friendly project is one to try and strike that balance between meeting people's needs while also simultaneously ensuring that you treat them with the dignity that they deserve.
Absolutely. And the thing, what's different about this process, when the World Health Organization came out with this framework in 2007, as to how to be age friendly and what is age friendly. And basically it means, you know, being responsive, looking at ways in which we can do things more efficiently and better and be responsive to older people. So often, you know, we sometimes think we will do things as we imagine what people will want. And we don't actually ask. It's just about participative democracy. Across Ireland, we have gone out and we've consulted with older people. We have formed what's called an Older Persons Council, which is representative of the diverse voice of all older people. The agencies, and we have to commend them, particularly in Donegal, Donal, that have said, we will try to do things differently and we'll try to be responsive to older people to deliver better services to people.